Thanks for tuning in this morning. We, the team at Rosie on the House, show up every Saturday morning with the purpose of becoming every Arizona homeowner's best friend. If you've got a question about any project you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, give us a call. This morning, we are redirecting calls. If you'd like to talk to us today and you have the 1-888 number in your speed dial, that number will not work today. Wherever you are in Arizona, you're going to have to call our flagship station, KTAR, the number 602-277-5827. You ring in, and we bring you into the conversation, like Ted calling from Prescott. Good morning, Ted.
Morning, Rosie. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I'm calling for some advice. Maybe so what would you do?
Okay.
I recently relocated here. For 6 months ago, I leased a townhome, and I have really enjoyed it here. I really like it, and it came up for sale. And so I signed a purchase agreement. But through the last 6 months, I've noticed and I've talked to some of the neighbors that we have roofs that leak. The complex was built in 88. I have a couple of stains in my living room that don't show any present moisture or anything. But I have a common wall in the garage that has about a 6-inch hole where water has come in through the sheetrock. It's taken the paint off, and other homeowners have had similar problems.
Okay.
Talking to the homeowners association,
yes,
they will fix the roof, but no interior walls.
Okay. All right. That's typical, Ted. And let me get this straight. You moved up there 6 months ago. You're renting this townhome, and that's the exact townhome you're going to end up buying. You're converting it from a lease to a purchase. Okay,
correct.
I got it. Okay.
So if it's commonplace, then there's nothing else you can do about it.
There's no recourse you're going to be able to have against the homeowners association. The documents are usually pretty well locked down, pretty tight. And it would not be unusual for them not to come inside your house at all. They'll take care of the roofs. They'll take care. A lot of them will take care of the exterior painting and the common area landscaping, but they don't do anything inside your home.
Okay. Well, the only reason I asked was because the damage was caused by the roof leak.
Yeah, I get it. I know. You know, there is, who's carrying the homeowner's insurance on the building right now?
That I don't know, Rosie.
Okay. All right. You may have recourse through a homeowner's insurance policy. They generally won't fix the leak, the roof leak, but they'll fix the repairs on the inside of the house. So I would check that arena. You're in a purchasing position, so you're kind of in a position of leverage. You can certainly visit with whoever it is you're buying from and let them know, boy, I'd sure feel better about moving through with this escrow if we could get these water stains taken care of and cleaned up. So, Ted, congratulations on the relocation. It is awful nice to relocate to Prescott. That's, boy, on a day like today, I bet it is just absolutely picture perfect. And come about July or August, you're just going to be tickled to death, grinning ear to ear, thinking you're like just the smartest person on the whole planet. Enjoy it. That opens the line for you at 602-277-5827. Shall we try and grab Tim real quick, or shall we go?
As we get to Tim,
yeah.
Our last caller, as we were going to break, I do not remember the gal's name. I apologize. She was asking
Jean.
About pies.
Pies and Payson.
So, correct. Now, we know Rock Springs and Black Canyon City going north on 17.
Yeah.
But I got three texts in. There's the Crosswinds Cafe at the Payson Airport, sells fresh pies.
Okay.
I looked at their website. They've got a nice display.
All right. Thank you for whoever texted that in.
Another individual says the Cafe 260.
I know that one. Yeah.
Is good.
Yeah.
And then the last one was the Beeline Cafe.
Okay.
And of those three, I can't testify to their pies, but when we go to the Payson Rodeo, if we don't have a sack lunch, I go pick up for everyone cheeseburgers from the Beeline Cafe because they are everything you want in a cheeseburger.
I know. They're like we grew up with. Yes. You know? Yeah.
Yes. So there's a couple. If you're heading towards Payson and looking for a little maybe brunch location, or you're getting a little hungry just listening, there's three good cafes for you.
I haven't tried the one at the airport. I'll have to try that next time I'm through Payson.
I hardly ever go north.
You're always turning right.
Right. If I'm going north, you're going to Strawberry or Pine.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to Strawberry or Pine, I come through Camp Verde.
Yeah, you come in from the top.
So that Strawberry to Payson, that 20-mile stretch, I very, very rarely frequent.
Well, let's see if we can help Tim and Gilbert. Good morning. Welcome to Rosie on the House.
Good morning. Great show. Listen every weekend.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, I've got a side gate on my house. It's just, you know, it's in an association with an HOA. And it settles. It's settling. And when the weather gets super hot, I can't get the gate open. And that's where I need to put my garbage is.
No.
And I've had a couple people come out and look at it. And it just seems like they want a ton of.
My fault.
We lost her.
That was my fault.
Oh.
I hit the wrong button.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm gonna ask her to call back. There is still an open line at 602-277-5827. And we'll save that number for you, Tim, from Gilbert, on a gate. I need to know more about how the gate is mounted to the house or to the wall. We appreciate y'all's patience. We're struggling a little bit through a telephone issue this morning, but
that one was a user error.
That was a user error.
That was all my fault. Do you want to, as we get these next calls screened, should we go through two or three bullet points on your March checklist?
You know, on our blog, we list different to-dos for each month of the year. And some things we want y'all thinking about for the month of March is it's time to turn your eyes back to the backyard, where we're going to be spending a lot of time here this spring and through the summer. If we've got a swimming pool back there, let's take a look around the equipment. Let's make sure we're not leaking at any of the pumps or the gaskets. Let's take a look at the tile line and see maybe if we don't need to be, you know, beating the tile and getting the water line removed from the tile. Let's take a look at the plaster situation. Make sure we don't need to get it acid washed and clean. Check a water level and check a water chemistry. Take some water to a pool supply company and have them test the chemistry for it. Let's make sure we've got the balance just right. So checking the swimming pool is one of those things we're going to have you kind of start looking at right now.
You can also look at your utility bill. It's going to start inching up on you if you're not on a equalizer program, which I strongly recommend don't get on an equalizer. If you need to for budgeting purposes and be able to rely consistently on an average, okay. But if you do that, you get used to that average and it becomes normal. When your bill goes from $50 to $250 in 2 months' time, you're prone to jump into a little action and start identifying, okay, where are my energy hogs in my home? So stay on a monthly basis plan, but do make sure you're on the right rate. That's the simplest, easiest thing everyone can. It doesn't matter if you're on APS. It doesn't matter if you're on SRP. It doesn't matter if you're on TEP. Is it Tucson Electric Power?
TEP, Unisource. Just make sure you're on the right plan. But I agree with you. I'm not a big fan of the budget payment system because as you're making improvements to your home, it's too hard to cipher as to whether or not. Because reading a power bill is an art form that takes quite a little bit of an education to learn. And if you're just looking at the dollar amount, and not looking at the kilowatts consumed, what time of day the kilowatts are being consumed, how you might be able to manipulate. Romy, I'm already, this week I took 3 phone calls on super cooling.
Already.
Woo. So let's make sure.
I'm going to write that
you're
down. We're
on the
squeeze
right.
That topic in.
We're going to have to make sure that you're purchasing your power on the right plan. Okay. We like in the summer for you to be on a plan that allows you to buy the majority of your power off peak. Okay. You ought to be able to take a look at your power bill and see that total kilowatts consumed you're not paying more than about 7, 8, or 9 cents a kilowatt for the entire month. Okay? You ought to be under 10 cents per kilowatt for sure. If you're not, then there's things we can do to help you not only drive your bill down, but also make your house more comfortable. The last thing I'll cover in our March checklist is check your air conditioning. Let's get our contractor out that we have a relationship with. Many of them run spring specials right now. Call the one that's familiar with your equipment. Call the one you trust. Have them come out. Take a look at it. Get it nice and cleaned. Make sure we're in the habit of replacing the filters on a regular basis. And be prepared for the heat as it's coming. We'll get to more of the March to-do list later, but Kim has called back. Let's see if we can bring her back on that fence question.
Kim, sorry.
Hi. Sorry.
My fault.
No problem. I need somebody to come out and take a look at this side gate, because in the summertime when the temperatures go up, I don't know if it swells or what, but it's impossible to get open.
Is it an all-wood gate, or is it a wrought iron with wood inserts?
It's a wrought iron with wood insert.
That's interesting. Okay, and it's mounted to the house, and then the latch closes onto a block wall, a brick column?
It closes onto a brick column, but that brick column is not attached to the house.
Yeah, okay. All right. And what part of town are you in, Kim?
Gilbert. Settlesville.
Okay. Let's see, if we're going to recommend someone to get out there and take a look at it, I'm going to put you on hold, and the call screeners will pick you back up, and they'll get you the number. I would say Handyman Connection would certainly be someone that could come out and take a look at it. Probably would be your best bet. You just need a good handyman to figure out why that wrought iron gate shouldn't be swelling and shrinking with the seasonal or the humidity. There's some support.
The wood planks in between,
right,
the tank,
right,
not the iron.
Yeah, there's something in the anchoring device that's giving you more trouble than you're bargaining for. We're going to go on a quick break here. We've got Jason and Lynn and an open line for you if you'd like to get in. It's 602-277-5827. A lot of callers this morning. That's why we're here.